Well, greetings, everybody. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. Glad you're with us today as we continue our study series in the book of Hebrews. Exciting insights from this great book, and they just keep on coming. So, Bob, what's going on today? What's happening today?
Well, we're going to finish up Hebrews chapter 11 and get into the first few verses of chapter 12, because there's a single thought that goes through the end of chapter 11 into the first few verses of chapter 12. So that's what's on the agenda. Uh-huh. This is just a really exciting chapter to me, to see faith in action in the lives of all of these saints of old, and how the writer of Hebrews is using that as an encouragement to each and every one of us in the race that God has set out before us. And that's what we need. We need some encouragement to stay the course, to keep our eyes focused straight ahead on Jesus Christ himself, the author and perfecter of our faith. So without faith, it's impossible to please God. And faith, as the writer said in verse 1 of this chapter, is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Yeah. So faith is transcendent. It takes us beyond what our eyes can perceive and what we can perceive through our five senses. It connects us to the ultimate reality, God himself, and all that he has blessed us with in Christ Jesus. So faith connects us to that ultimate reality, and it's that faith that anchors us here and now and actually compels us to do whatever God has laid out before us. And that's what we've seen, and that's what we've learned in the lives of these saints of old, Enoch and Noah and Abraham and Moses and all of these folks that the writer of Hebrews has mentioned. And he gets into the last part of it, and he says, I have so many more stories to tell you, but I just don't have enough time, and I don't have enough paper to write them all down.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to summarize a whole history, a whole bunch of the history of Israel in a few short paragraphs. And there's some powerful stories here, and we're going to start in verse 32 of Hebrews chapter 11. So if you have your Bibles, I hope you have opened to that particular chapter, and we're going to start in verse 32. Also, we have notes available at our teaching page, basicgospel.net/teaching. You can download those, and it will give you some insights into what this chapter is actually talking about. So verse 32, and what more shall I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel, and the prophets. You would have thought he would have told a lot about David, but he did not.
Yeah.
He says that I just don't have time. Time would fail me. But he does say of all of these that through faith, and that's the key phrase, through faith, and God is commending all of these saints of old for their faith in the promises that God had laid out before them. And all of these promises are tied to the coming of Jesus Christ. So they're not just empty promises. They're promises that are tied in of this unfolding story about Jesus Christ himself. So as you have heard us say hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of time on this broadcast, the Bible, from start to finish, is God's testimony concerning his son.
Right.
So all of these saints of old fit into that story and are tied to that story by the promises that God made to them about the coming Messiah. So through faith, they conquered kingdoms. They enforced justice. They obtained promises. They stopped the mouth of lions. They quenched the power of fire. They escaped the edge of the sword. They were made strong out of weakness. They became mighty in war, and they put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection.
Yeah.
Now, those are some incredible feats that these people accomplished.
Absolutely.
Through faith. And it wasn't of their human effort. It wasn't something that they had set out as a goal to achieve in their lives. This is something that God laid before them, and they rose to the occasion through faith and carried out what God had laid on their plate. So that's what they did. And you say, wow, I would love my life to make an impact just like theirs. Yeah. Man, I want to conquer kingdoms. I want to enforce justice. And boy, in the world today, there's a lot of injustices that need to be corrected. And it would be awesome to be able to stand up and through faith enforce justice in this world today. But that's what happened back then. Some obtained promises. And you think, wow, wouldn't that be awesome to be that guy that obtains all these promises? And you just have all kinds of physical blessings as a result of that.
Yeah.
Others stop the mouths of lions. We see that with Daniel and his friends as they were captured and taken to Babylon and all that happened in their life. Some quenched the power of fire. And you look at all these and say, man, Lord, lay a race out before me like that,
yeah,
where I can accomplish those things and you can commend me for my faith. And also the world can take a look and say, wow, you're something special. But that's not always the case for us.
No.
We just know what's right there in front of us, the circumstances that we're going through today. And whatever those circumstances might be, whether good or bad, we have some constants that anchor us in the middle of them.
Right.
It's those things that are unseen. It's those things that we're hoping for. It's things like the love of Jesus Christ. It's things like the righteousness that he has given us. Things like the Holy Spirit who is alive living in us. These are the constants. These are the things that shape our faith and enable us to move through the circumstances of life. At the end of those, there might be great accomplishments. At the end of those, there might be something else. But regardless, we have a race set before us, run by faith, yeah, in Jesus Christ.
Indeed. Well, friends, you're listening to the weekly study series through the book of Hebrews on Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. Richard Piper's away today, but I'm here and Bob Christopher is here, so we're glad you are too. A Basic Gospel constantly has opportunities set before us to expand the outreach of the ministry, to reach new listeners who may never have heard this message of God's unconditional love and grace in the Lord Jesus. That may be true of some of you listening right now. It's why we constantly speak of the need, and now you have heard it, you can help to carry it to others far beyond the current boundaries of our reach. Please click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can call 844-322-2742 anytime, day or night, weekends, it doesn't matter, weekdays, 844-322-2742. Make your gift today and help take this message far and wide. Again, that's 844-322-2742, or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, we're glad that you're here for the study in Hebrews. And, Bob, let's keep her going.
Let's do keep her going. So we have all of these folks that the writer is mentioning in the first part of this particular section. He's talking about all of the powerful things that they accomplished, the impact they made on this world by enforcing justice and conquering kingdoms and all of those sort of things. And for most of us, we want to be on that side of the, yeah, faith story. But that's not the complete faith story. There were others that experienced a different race that was set before them. And Bob, if you could read that particular passage for us, Hebrews 11.
35, starting in the middle of 35 and through 38.
Yes, yes.
Some were tortured, refusing to accept release so that they might rise again to a better life. Others suffered mocking and flogging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were killed with the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, mistreated, of whom the world was not worthy, wandering about in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth.
Well, here's a completely different picture that the writer is painting.
Yeah.
So he says, for some, faith is going to look like this. You're going to conquer kingdoms. For others, faith is going to look like this. You're going to endure suffering in this world, and it's going to come to you in all shapes and sizes. For example, those that he referenced here, they were mocked, they were flogged, they were chained, they were imprisoned, they were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed with the sword, they went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, afflicted, and mistreated.
And that's not the side we wanted to be on.
No, it's not the side that we not the side that we want to be on at all. But the fact is this kind of thing is happening in today's world.
Indeed it is.
You know, 100,000 Christians are martyred every single year for their faith in Jesus Christ. That's 11 Christians per hour. That's a staggering number. But this is the story of their lives, and through faith they are enduring until the very end. They're not giving in to the pressures of this world. They're not caving to the patterns of this world. They're not bowing down to their persecutors. They are standing tall through faith, and that's what faith is enabling them to do in this world today. And so it's a grim picture, but in the end, they're going to be commended for their faith in Jesus Christ. That is the key. That's what God is looking for. Every single one of us has a unique race that we're going to be running. Not everybody's race is going to be identical. And that's hard for us to understand sometimes. And we're fearful to set out on our own. Why? Because it's going to look a little different than somebody else's
yeah.
race. But God has prepared works for you to walk in. And so by faith, walk in those works, whatever it might be. And you're going to be commended for your faith. So right now, Bob, I know there are people listening that aren't in very good circumstances,
sure.
that life has thrown them curveball after curveball. And they're at a point where they feel like they're ready to give up. They may feel isolated. They may feel alone. But heed the encouragement of this particular chapter. There have been people that have endured what you're going through, and they walk through that because they were anchored to the hope of Jesus Christ through faith. They walk through that because they were convinced that nothing, absolutely nothing, could separate them from the love of God. So let this encourage you in your current circumstances. You will be blessed if you do.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. Now, what we often do in life is we judge. We make a judgment about God's opinion toward us based on our circumstances. So if you were to read this particular section that we just read with that kind of mindset, you would think that God loved those at the beginning of this passage a lot more than he loved those at the end of the passage, based on their circumstances. I mean, certainly you would think God would love someone more who conquered kingdoms than somebody that was sawn in two or killed by the sword. But that's not the case. God loves both of them equally in Christ Jesus. And for the one who conquered kingdoms, nothing can separate him from the love of God, even conquering a kingdom. And for the one who was mocked and chained and imprisoned, that doesn't separate him from the love of God. And in both of these cases, both people relied upon that love that was given to them and the promises that were made to them. And so they allowed the things that were unseen to shape their life here and now. And that's what the writer of Hebrews is encouraging each and every one of us to do. Some of you may be in the best position in your life. You may be experiencing life like you've never dreamed before. Well, praise God for you, but go through that with faith so that at the end, you're not going to be commended for the task that you completed, but you're going to be commended for your faith.
Yeah.
For those of you who are going through trials and tribulations, let the things that are unseen anchor you so that you can endure those, so that you can walk through those with great perseverance, great endurance.
Yeah. Well, this is Basic Gospel, everybody. It's our study through the book of Hebrews with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you're here. Remember that we archive all of the sessions, and you can access them anytime by visiting basicgospel.net/teaching. The entire Hebrew series is there for you, and again, it's at basicgospel.net/teaching, and we hope you're enjoying this study, and we really love bringing it to you.
Yes, indeed. Boy, this is just fabulous. I'm going to hate when it's over.
Yeah.
I think we might just go right back through it and do it again. Probably not, but yeah. Boy, there's the temptation to do so. So how does he conclude this chapter 11? He does it with these words of encouragement. And all these, though commended through their faith, did not receive what was promised. So what ultimately was promised was the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
So these died still expecting that promise to be fulfilled for them. Well, that promise was not fulfilled until the day of Pentecost. That's when Jesus, after he ascended, God the Father gave him the Spirit to pour out upon mankind. And when Peter stood up and started to deliver the very first sermon, the very first Christian sermon on the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, the Spirit was given to those who believed.
Right.
So we receive that today. Unlike those saints of old, they did not receive the promised Spirit of God, but we have received it. So they did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us. So what was the thing that he provided that was better for us? Well, it was the gift of the Holy Spirit, and it was this new covenant that we live in today. So the prophet Jeremiah spoke of a time when God would make a new covenant with the people of God. It's a covenant based on the Spirit, and it's a covenant of life. So that's what we've received in Christ. Well, those back in the day did not receive it, yet they believed that it was coming.
Yeah.
And so it was that belief in what was coming that enabled them to endure and do the things that they did through faith. So God has provided something better for us, that apart from us, they should not be made perfect. So once Jesus had finished the work, once Jesus Christ had proclaimed, "It is finished," and he bowed his head and he entrusted his Spirit into his Father's hand, at that moment, it says he was dead in the body, but made alive in the Spirit. And we believe he probably went down and announced to these saints of old that the work had been done, and led them in a procession into the heavenlies where he was.
Right.
Where he would be. And so at that moment, they received the perfection that we receive through faith in Christ today. So that together we're on the same page.
Yes.
And boy, is that great news. I mean, it's just exciting to see that Jesus looked back and he looked forward and he included all of us who were people of faith in his story.
Yes, he did.
And that's what this is all about. So he goes on into chapter 12 and he says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses," we've just read about that cloud of witnesses, those who were standing as saints of old, encouraging us in our walk today, "let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." So we need to lay aside every weight that's going to keep us from running this race. You know, you don't see a sprinter out there with a lot of stuff hanging on him. He gets rid of that baggage,
yeah.
So he's free to run as fast as he possibly can. And then it says, "and to lay aside the sin which clings so closely to us." Now, what is that sin? Well, many commentators of years and years ago have tried to make that out to be sexual immorality or some other specific sin. But I think in the context of the entire book of Hebrews, it's the sin of unbelief.
Yes.
So what has he challenged the readers with throughout this book? To believe the message. What was the problem with the Israelites in the desert? They heard the message, but they did not combine the message with faith. So they died in the wilderness instead of entering into the promised land. And so it's the encouragement in this book is for us to move forward in faith, to believe that the sacrifice of Jesus took away our sins once and for all, to believe that we now have a high priest mediating the new covenant, to believe that in this new covenant that we have been changed internally by the Spirit of God, and the laws of faith, hope, and love have been inscribed on our very hearts and written in our minds, and to believe that we are now the people of God and that we have this incredible relationship in which we can know the Father for who he is. Not just know knowledge about him, but to know him and to be transformed by that relationship and to know that our sins have been forgiven and that God remembers them no more. These are the things that we're challenged to believe in this book. And so let's not move forward doubting those. Let's believe them fully. Let's embrace them fully, because it's in embracing these truths fully that we are able to run the race that is set before us. Yeah. And like I said, every human being has a unique race. Your race Absolutely. Is different from mine. The situations that you're going to face, the situations that you're going to endure, the opportunities that you're going to have to express your faith and love for others is going to be unique for you.
Yes.
And you out there as a listener, your race is unique to you, and mine is unique to me. So let's lay aside and run those races and do it with our eyes fully fixed on Jesus. And that's what he says, looking to Jesus, run this race with endurance that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder or the author and perfecter of our faith. Where does our faith come from? From Jesus Christ himself.
Indeed.
Apart from him, faith is futile.
Yeah.
Apart from the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our faith is meaningless. So our faith has substance and value and impact in our lives because of Jesus Christ himself. And he is the one that will bring our faith to maturity. That's what perfection is all about, bringing it to maturity. So look to Jesus in whatever situation you are in. And he gives an example, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That's our ultimate destination, to be seated at the right hand in Jesus.
Yes, indeed.
To be with him and to be with him forever. So that's the end, and God is going to get you there.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, run this race with endurance. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I guarantee you, he will be the encouragement you need.
Great insight, Bob. Thank you for sharing this. And friends, thank you for joining us today. It's a great study through this book of Hebrews. And a reminder, friends, that Basic Gospel is listener-supported. We need your help to sustain the ministry and take this message to others who need to know of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can donate by phone at 844-322-2742. And when you give this month, we have a special gift, our way of saying thanks for your partnership with us here at Basic Gospel. Again, 844-322-2742. That number is available 24 hours daily. We'd love for you to use it. You can also donate online at basicgospel.net. Just click that big, prominent donate link. Well, now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again on Monday for another live edition of Basic Gospel. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.